L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Welcome back to the NSFW podcast on Balls Up. If you're listening on iTunes or Spotify, please do rate us 5 stars. It helps us out loads in the charts. I don't even know where we are. Probably not particularly good.
The charts.
We'll get there. And if you're watching on YouTube, hello. Make sure you hit that like button so we can also get on the suggested traffic. Anyway, Milad joins us today with Sav and Dave Horner, obviously. Now, Milad, last video, he was actually good on screen, but you've had some negative press since, mate, I'll be honest, within
well,
the Balls
Up
Nation.
Well, you guys made up this rumour that I told Bab not to come.
You basically did.
You did.
Yeah. That's an absolute lie.
Bab's on the phone.
I never got
us.
An invite from these guys ever again.
You liar.
My last performance was 2 months ago. These guys didn't invite me. These guys didn't invite John Bab, so they just made up.
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
The whole thing actually lies at my doorstep.
Why?
Because Milad was going to get Bab in. Yeah. He was going to do it. And then me and you had a bit of a tiff.
Oh, yeah.
So we both walked off for the amp. That's why we didn't do it.
I called Bab.
And it was my fault.
Yeah, what happened, I said to Dave, let's go KFC. And he was very adamant about going Burger King.
Well, here's me taking the bullet for you.
Well, what I'll say,
I would never pick Burger King over KFC.
What I will say, though, is that I called John Bab. And he was meant to be coming in, and he said, I'm meant to be coming in, I'm literally going to leave my house, but I can't get hold of Milad.
Yeah, that's because
we turned his phone off. So all I will say is really the reason Bab didn't come in was because you didn't answer your phone.
Probably.
Which isn't really good enough, anyway. How's everybody's week been, by the way?
We will get John in for you, though, don't worry.
How's everybody's week been? Sav, you're very quiet in the corner. You're not in the best mood today.
No, I'm just sort of taking it all in. We just had a nice, lovely argument off camera about just stuff we won't go into. But, I'm all good.
Great way to get built up.
What have you been doing this week?
Not a lot. Off the back of that Akin Fenwell video, I've actually been quite quiet in the office recently. There's not been a lot going on. Plus, there is like one camera in the whole building. Yes. So not a lot of shooting going on either. So it's all been fantastic, basically.
Tomorrow we're doing something cool.
What are we doing tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, Mob Kitchen.
We're filming with Mob Kitchen tomorrow, aren't we? Doing a bit of cooking.
That's tomorrow on the day of shooting and recording, so it's not necessarily that it goes live, right?
No, but it should either have gone live or we'll be going live within a couple of days of us putting this out. So
yeah, boy.
That'll be pretty cool. Look out for that. Mob Kitchen. Go check them out on YouTube and Instagram.
Yeah, man.
How's your week been, Mills?
Yeah, what have you been doing?
It's been good, man. Can't complain. Sunny, great weather, great people. And Joe just putting his stupid feet on the table.
What is hanging off your sock? That's like a spider.
No, it's Chloe's hair.
She has.
Do you know what really annoys me?
This is
one of the worst things about living with a girl, right?
This side.
Is that they shed hair like there's no tomorrow. Honestly, the amount of blonde hair on my dark brown floor is outrageous.
Yeah, that's mad.
It infuriates me so much. Seriously, I get so angry about it.
Yeah. I tell you what's funny, us. Even funnier than that is when you just see a weave lying there.
I've never experienced it.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, of course you haven't.
I love you, Keenan.
I mean, are you allowed to say that on camera?
What?
I don't know.
Well, just
leaving stuff lying about like that?
What?
Chloe will be angry for me saying about the hair. I already know it.
Well, black girls wear the weave. It's a known thing.
Yeah, but he wouldn't know about that. So.
I've never dated a black girl.
You live with one, though, don't you?
She has just moved in like a week ago though, so I've not exactly been in her room looking for her weaves.
Ask her.
She's just
moved in. So what a great conversation start.
Hey, the first time he's going to see it, he's going to grab a knife from the kitchen and try to kill it, think it's a spider or something.
Why?
Spider or something.
Yeah, big
she's just
spider,
moved in. First thing he says to her, tell me about your weaves.
Yeah.
Well, I've just come back from Exeter.
Oh yeah, you had a little weekend home,
didn't
you?
A little weekend back in Exeter with mother and father playing a bit of golf.
The dog in as well.
How was mother and father tea?
They're good. They're very good. Dog was good as well.
almost went to
went out on a played a bit of golf. Went out on Saturday night. One of my friends. I've already showed you two. I haven't told you about this. One of my friends is he's made a sex tape, and it's gone viral on Twitter.
Yeah.
Wow. It's got 1.2 million views on Twitter.
Oh, is the guy on your Snapchat? I mean, your Instagram.
Yeah, yeah. And he basically...
What, you thought you recognised him?
No.
He's a he's a footballer. And he was on a tour in Miami or LA, somewhere like that in America. And has sex with a girl, and his other mate was in the room filming it. And the top of it, while he's in the room, is doing Cheltenham Gold Cup commentary racing. He's like, and Ruby Walsh coming down the back straight, like this, while we sat in the room with him. And the girl's like loving it. And my mate,
I think this is the first time this has ever been not safe for work.
It is yeah. Very funny. You might well have seen it on Twitter if you haven't. I don't know.
You might want to check it out. It's got one, the link.
Yeah, it's got like 20,000 views. No, 20,000 likes and retweets, 1.2 million
that
views.
That is a mad thing.
But it is ridiculous. He just loves it. He just walks up to girls, in the club, and they go, oh, I saw your sex tape. And they're well on it. Seriously.
So that's what we've got to do to get views in.
That is what we've got to do to get views.
Balls up releases a porn video.
1.2 million views. Should we go on to our first news story of the week, yeah, though?
I guess we should.
Go on then.
Is it me?
First.
Am I kicking us off? Yeah. It's a quick one. There have been trailers released this week for our upcoming superhero films, Aquaman and Shazam. Right? What? Aquaman looks pretty subpar.
What's the copyright on Shazam saying? Yeah. Surely
Shazam
that happened.
Shazam looks unbelievable.
What do you mean, what do I mean? How can you name it after an app?
Oh my god, I'm done with this geezer.
The comic was
there way before.
The comic was like a long. Like, I had a VHS of Shazam.
How do you spell it? Same way.
Yeah. Yeah, as in Captain Marvel.
Surely the app's not happy about that.
The app came second.
Shazam, it doesn't have a superhero where he listens to music and goes, by the way, that's the track.
What a power that'd be, though.
That's not the power he has.
Imagine, what a power that'd be.
What is Shazam's power?
He's basically got everything.
Super strength. He can't fly. He can fly.
He just needs to learn how to use it.
Yeah, bulletproof.
This is all spoilers from the trailer.
Stat-proof.
Anyway.
He's got rubbish powers.
Listen, this is what we're getting onto, because you're talking about powers. But right. So the trailer for that looks all right. Mm. But it's quite simple. I wanted to open up the forum. Superpowers. You can have anything.
Yeah,
what are you going for?
Obviously only one winner. Because it is mind control. And anybody who says it's not mind control is wrong.
So I'd go telekinesis.
Stupid
which
idiot.
Is controlling things with your mind.
No, that's rubbish.
Why?
Because
it's also flight as
mind
well.
Mind control, you can just control what you want. You don't care about flying. That's an effort. That's like, that'd be like running flying. You think if you run a mile, you get tired. You fly a mile, you get tired. Yeah, if you've got mind control, I'll go fly me over there, mate.
Who's going to fly you over there?
No, Whoever I want to.
No, but you need. You still need the apparatus for flight, like a
it's
plane.
So easy to get.
No chance.
With mind control, I'll just walk into the world's biggest mansion and go, "This is mine now."
How have you got there?
I just walk there.
Mate, you'd with walk mind control,
I'd just fly there because I pick myself up and move myself.
That's cool. How are you going to get them
no
to give
effort,
you the house?
Is it? It's
how
no
are you
going
to get them to give you the house?
I've got telekinesis.
Listen,
I can pick them up and put them out of it, and then lock the doors.
That's rubbish.
With yours would become boring.
No, it
very
would never
quick.
Become boring.
Controlling everyone's mind.
I can see him.
He's a sadistic man. Yeah. He would just
get
1,000 people to go to the Grand Canyon and just get them to kill themselves.
Well, I would never do
he
that.
He would
that.
Probably
it's
do that.
No. It's usually you'd put them in it and then make them fight.
Yeah. Like ants. But you could walk into like a house and just be like, this is mine now. And then walk up to a bus and go, drive me here. Walk up to it, like, you would never pay for anything. Walk into a bank.
Why would you want to do that, though? Walk into a bank
sorry,
and go, house
sorry.
And give me
the best bit about this is
walk into
you've
a
got
bank
mind
and go,
control.
Give me a billion.
You've
billion
got mind
dollars.
Control. He's getting on a bus.
You could do anything you wanted. You want Man United to win the league? Okay, easy.
How, though?
Because
that would be so constant, you'd have to be on
it. It'd be so easy. I'd just walk into the opposition's team's changing rooms before their game and go, yeah, you're going to lose this game.
That means you've got to travel so much.
It doesn't, mate.
Who's going to let you in the back?
He's mind control.
I'm mind control. I can do whatever and go wherever I want.
Whereas if I'm watching it on the TV with telekinesis, I can just watch it, get the ball in my head and go, move that over there.
No, but you can't control the people. I don't want to be sat there having to control a ball for 90 minutes. How
it
long is that?
Like
no, let the game go on. But as soon as a corner comes in, just go, bang. No,
it
bang.
Sounds like that's you're terrible. Very insecure and just want to control Chloe.
What about you two?
That's what it sounds like.
What about you two? Me and Jarrah Arjo have a telekinesis and mind control. What would you go
Mine would be exact power as Magneto.
So just awful. Basically controlling metal stuff.
But it's so much more than that.
Is it now?
Like he can literally lift the earth.
He can lift metal.
Because of the magnetic.
Earth,
yeah, because of the magnetic.
What happens in X-Men?
Any bullet comes in me, I'll just go.
What happens in X-Men?
Smashing Joe's head.
What if it was a wooden bullet?
That's where it goes wrong.
Yeah, see?
What happens
what
if I came
that,
at you with a ceramic
knife? What
about
that wooden
knife?
Room where you keep sending me selfies?
What happens if I came at you with a ceramic knife?
Ceramic knife. Yeah, but then I'm kind of.
Yes, exactly. So how about this one now? Time travel.
terrible. Awful,
so I tell you why. Let's say you come up with a ceramic knife, yeah, and you kill me. Let's go back in time and kill you first.
You can't that? Because you're dead.
I'm not dead. I can go back in time.
You can't control time when you're not on the planet in the first place.
We're talking about superpowers.
Yes. So how are you going to control time when your bodily function is dead?
You see the knife enter. You don't die straight away, do you?
So not when you're dead, then.
What are you talking about?
Well, if it was an instant
as he's dying,
shot,
as he's dying, he's going back in time.
Big man, have you watched...
If I put a shotgun to your head now...
Would it be called Doctor Who, what, where?
Have you watched Inhumans?
That was so much better than that got crazy.
You haven't watched Inhumans? Right, so there's a fella in that, massive face tattoo, right? His power is that he gets killed, he can go back in time, see how it happened, and reverse it. That would be my power.
But it's pointless.
Why didn't he reverse the face tattoo?
Because face tattoo is wicked.
That's rubbish. That is rubbish, though.
It's not.
Because you can only affect things that have already happened. You can't affect anything.
What do you mean I can't affect anything?
You can only affect
if you've
things.
Watched Inhumans, you would know the guy's a bad man as well.
Your superhero name would be like Hindsight.
I can travel back in time.
But it doesn't make difference.
I can travel back in time, bro.
Yeah, but surely you want to travel forward.
Though. And do what?
Go see the future.
Yeah, go to the
I'm
future.
I'm
going
to the future.
Go on.
It's so rubbish.
Go see the future.
Go to the future, see who's invented the next Facebook, come back, invent it, billionaire.
But sorry, he said this the other day. He said this the other day about, if I had time travel, I'd just go back and, like, make Apple. It was like, you wouldn't have the ability to make Apple. And he went, yeah, but I'll just hire the guy
that's done it.
See,
this is the difference.
Why are you suddenly rich?
This is the difference. If I had mind control, I could invent Apple.
Yeah, but if I've got
no, you couldn't invent it yourself. No, you could get him to sign off.
But then I would just go, give it to me.
Yeah, but that's not you inventing it.
I go, give it to me, and then kill yourself. Bang. See, this is what I mean.
That's dark.
You've all watched Jessica Jones.
But how quick?
The reason Kilgrave is the strongest superhero ever, if he wants to be, because he could just walk up to the man with time travel and go, you're never time traveling again. Done.
Okay, technically, he's also a time traveler, isn't he? Because he was
what about that fella?
You're never using your metal power again. Done.
But what I'm saying, what you're trying to say is, your power is overpowered, right? Like, you're going with overpowered.
OP. Mine's OP.
But what I'm saying, what my favourite power would be is Magneto power.
You'd walk up to me.
Growing up, Magneto power.
I'm going to curve a bit of metal. What are you? Literally, what are you?
You'd
a blacksmith.
You'd walk up to me, and I'd just, straight at me, and just fling you.
You're a blacksmith. I don't care, because I would just... From a distance, I would just go, you're never using your
power
again.
So what's the distance?
What's your distance?
I'll Skype you, mate.
What's your distance?
I'll Skype you, and I'll go, never using your power again.
I'll just cut off internet connection.
Oh, you could do that. I'll have somebody deliver my message to you.
I'll just get rid of them as well.
And here's another thing I could do. I could just ruin everybody you've ever met's life. I could just.
I could easily kill you, though. You know that, right? I could easily kill you from far away without you seeing me because I control metal.
Like, so you just take the iron out of your blood.
So your power is murder.
No, I said.
Sorry, yours has only been murder.
Mine hasn't just been murder. Mine's been influence.
No, it hasn't.
I'm the president of the USA in a week.
Yours.
So you don't understand.
My power.
Why would that be what you'd go for?
I just have a bit of fun for a week and then just go, yeah, forget about me, and then just be off. I'm the president of Man United for a week. I can literally go and do what I want to. I want to be a centre mid for Man United for a season.
Yeah,
okay,
you're still
easy.
Shit, though.
No, because I'll score 1,000 goals.
Player.
I'll go into the other team's dressing room. I'll go, let me score 100 goals in this game.
Let me.
When I'm dribbling, they're just moving out of my way, and I'll just keep scoring goals.
It's boring, then, isn't it? That's boring.
Yours is terrible.
Because I'll be the top goal scorer for Man United in 3 seasons. Then I'll just go, yeah, I'm bored of football now.
That's boring, though.
Still in the record books,
baby.
Because
he's moving out of your way.
He's power. All right. Power.
I'll tell you what, though, just so we can move on from this. Yeah. Those four, Georgia, what's the best?
Wow.
Wasn't listening.
Out of those four, time travel, we'll put a poll on control, YouTube. Telekinesis, and mind control.
But it is obviously.
Don't call it metal control. It's Magneto. The same power as Magneto has.
It's metal control.
Metal control sound makes it boring. Makes it like working in a...
That's what it is, though.
Scrapyard.
You'd have a job in a scrapyard in a week.
I'll take the metals, lads.
Metal control.
But you have to admit, my power is the most powerful.
Your power is overpowered. Your power is overpowered.
Yeah, but it's also you'd have no it's quality of life. You'd have
I've
no quality of life.
You'd have the best quality of life.
I might have
no, you wouldn't.
I might have changed my one.
What's a mic control shot?
Quicksilver's.
Well, it's not bad.
Just being fast.
Super fast. Because you can basically...
Is he as fast as the Flash?
By faster than the Flash, way faster than the Flash, Quicksilver.
I don't know.
Yeah, he is. But
the weird thing is, that means he's your dad.
Is he? Well, yeah, a bit odd.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
That is a bit odd. Maybe I'll just stick with my time travel.
You changed and chose to be his son then.
Yeah, you chose to be his son.
Time travel.
All right, decent. So there you go. Let us know what superhero you would want. What are you doing?
There is no better power than my control.
Before we leave this, though, the most overpowered superhero of all time,
Black Bolt. It's Black Bolt.
Xavier? No, Doctor X. Doctor X's son.
Charles Xavier.
So there was a comic issue a long time ago. About, I don't know, it was the 70s or 80s.
Before the Apshas out?
Look, here he goes. This nerdy little man over here.
So this guy was the son of Dr. X, yeah? Mm. What he could think... If he thought Joe would turn into a molecule, Joe would turn into a molecule. So he was so overpowered, he only lasted two episodes, and they killed him because he was so overpowered.
Well, how did they kill him?
No, they just didn't write him anymore. In the comments.
Oh, right. See, well, that's how you get rid of him.
He's Black Bolt.
That's how you get rid of him. Just Black stop Bolt. Writing about him.
So basically, Black Bolt's power. You know about Black Bolt, isn't
it? Yeah, Black Bolt.
So Black Bolt's power is his voice, right? It's essentially, you'll probably explain this better than me, but essentially, even if he breathes, like, he will kill you. Essentially, that's
Yeah, basically.
So like, let's say I'm Black Bolt, right? Mm. And you're like, whoever you are.
No, I'm Mind Control.
White Bolt.
I'm Mind Control.
You're Mind Control. If I went like that, you'd be dead.
But I would just go...
You'd be
Sorry,
dead.
Your though. Superhero name is Mind Control.
Megahead.
Straight to the point, mine would be. Mine would be straight to the point, because I would just go, don't breathe again. Oh dear, dead.
Joe would be like, Joe oh would dear, be like, dead. I can picture
By
Joe.
The time you've even started speaking, I'm breathing already.
I'm Skyping you, baby.
I'm Skyping you.
So if your breath kills everyone...
Yeah. If you watched Inhumans, you would know this.
I know, that's
No, but so if... No, I wasn't going to make right. that joke. If your breath kills everyone, then just your existence means everyone's dead.
No, it means I have to continuously sign language.
You have the control what you want to do with it.
But you need to breathe.
He has to do sign language.
No, he breathes out his... If you'd watched Inhumans, you would know this.
No, we haven't. Exactly. So you should be able to... If it's a good show, you should be able to...
He doesn't kill automatically.
No.
Like, he chooses who to kill and who not to kill. Yeah. He can also choose it for good.
How? What, I'm going to knock that a wall?
Like, relax you or something like that.
Yeah. What?
If you're wicked. Panicking, you're like...
If you haven't watched Inhumans, go watch it. It's not amazing.
And then he spokes you, so you're dead anyway. You're relaxed, though.
It doesn't make a difference, because I'll just mind control him to do my bidding.
Anyway, should we move on to...
Look, everyone, here comes mind control.
Yeah, but I'll make every superhero do my bidding. That's the difference. You're all my bitches after a week.
Brilliant.
See, that's the difference.
Here comes Megahead.
Okay. Right, well done. We should definitely move
Talking
on.
Of Megahead, KSI, is it, Mills?
My story is an interesting one.
Is it? Right, slag mine off then. Cheers.
Super fight coming up. YouTube super fight coming up. You know about it. You know about it. KSI versus Logan Paul.
Yeah, my
And Deji, comedy short gamer, versus his brother.
Jake Paul.
So apparently they had a press conference in London. They had a press conference in LA. The crowd were really hostile towards KSI and Deji, as you expect it. Mm-hmm. Deji and KSI actually looked pretty bad in that press conference. I'm not going to lie. They looked pretty stupid. Well. Some cringy stuff being said there. But then they came back to London, hometown baby, London City.
London City. London City, hometown baby.
Hometown baby. And then the Paul brothers, and including dad, got an absolute battering from the fans.
Yeah.
But they didn't do themselves a favour. They were calling the fans dumb. The dad was kicking off with the fans. Apparently the dad insulted a fan outside.
The dad's a nonce.
The dad apparently is a nonce, but I'm not. Okay.
On camera,
he insults.
I'm just saying before we go any further, just please be careful what you say.
On camera, he kisses. I think it's in a Jake Paul video. He kisses a blindfolded girl that is like Jake Paul, Logan Paul's age.
We don't actually know how.
If that girl is of legal age. Yeah. He's not a nonce.
Well, it's a nonce.
You don't have to. I don't agree with it. I don't agree with it at all. It's a pervy thing to do.
Yeah.
But it's. He's not a nonce.
Well, he's an inverted commas nonce.
All right, let's move on. Let's move on from that, because this is getting heavy.
Nonce adjacent.
Yeah.
So he apparently assaulted a fan, and then you actually...
He assaulted a fan first.
Well, Deji claimed
Insulted or assaulted?
Assaulted.
Wow.
A fan, Deji claims this happened, and the fan must have come back and punched him back of his head as he was running down the street. I don't know why he was running down the street. And now Deji's getting sued... by the Jake Paul team, because apparently they're saying that he provoked his fans to attack the Pauls.
Dad.
That's ridiculous.
That's
ridiculous. It's nonsense.
This has got proper...
I don't know whether they're actually going to be able to sue him. I watched a little bit of Johnny Nelson's...
Face-off
rip-off, and it was, like, cringy, put it that way.
It was very
like, Comedy Shorts gamer, he is...
He's lost the battle already.
He's a little bit tragic.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? He's a little bit like...
Part of me thinks he's going to bang him out, though.
No way.
Should I tell you why?
No chance.
Everyone thought Joe Weller was going to smoke KSI.
I didn't.
The majority of people did, right? You never know what happens behind closed doors.
True.
You never know. You so maybe Jake Paul will just.
But the videos I've seen of Deji sparring,
it does look a little bit worrying, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but maybe he's putting out there.
He looks like one of them NES machines. You know the ones you used to pop the things in.
When is the August?
August.
The what?
24th, is it? I think it might be bank holiday weekend.
Yeah. Why don't we live stream watch?
It's going to be absolutely huge.
I'm going SW4 and I'm going to be absolutely rattled.
Even great. We'll get you back here after.
Absolutely no chance. But it will be big. They've sold out Manchester Arena now.
Yeah, Manchester Arena.
What is that? 40,000.
That's a lot of people.
It's a lot
boy.
Of people. Yeah, so I think it's 32k.
It's a lot of 32, people.
32,000. That's a massive amount.
Does anyone know any kind of idea on the purse each of them again?
Well, I think it's 50-50. I think they had a massive
$6.99 to watch the fight, isn't it?
It's on pay-per-view.
Yeah, $6.99 to watch the fight on YouTube Premium.
I think, I recommended that. $6.95.
Yeah, Millad originally recommended this idea.
We'll say it for him because he won't.
Go on, yeah. Basically, Millad said that a major broadcaster in the UK should. He recommended to them that they should take up the rights to KSI versus Joe Weller, and they said, "Nah, it's a silly idea."
Actually followed it up with that. Off the back of this, there will be a bigger, more international one as well. You called that as well.
Yeah, and there is obviously now, and they've sold it. Probably for a lot of money to YouTube.
A lot of money, dude. Yeah. Absolutely huge money.
But it was a very good idea, mate.
It was.
Idea. Well
it
done.
It was. But who do you think is going to win then? Logan or KSI?
I am going to go for KSI.
Really?
Yes.
I'm going to say.
I think. Go on.
I'm going to say victory for both the Paul brothers.
Serious?
Yeah, same.
I think Jake will beat Deji.
Jake's going to smoke Deji.
But I think KSI will beat Logan. I think KSI. I don't think it's going to be a good quality boxing fight. I think people are silly to think that.
Or I'm a big wrestler. It doesn't matter.
No, but
no
it
one
gives
cares.
Him that
it doesn't matter,
it gives
bro.
Him that
it doesn't,
side,
I don't care.
And it's not like he's well known to
me
the gyms
and
in Vegas. The
biggest wrestlers that you watch in like a UFC or whatever, if you put them in a boxing ring,
that's what I'm trying to explain to you, bruv.
KSI is not a boxer.
But he has more boxing.
There's a lot of rumors in Vegas that Logan used to train with Mayweather all the time.
Oh, that's fantastic.
There's a lot of rumors
all the time.
All right. The one thing I will say is that in a one-on-one athletic combat scenario,
Logan Paul is more athletic.
Yes, I know,
100%.
But he is used to. It doesn't matter whether it's fighting or wrestling because neither of them are boxers and neither of them are good.
Right.
No.
So in a one-on-one athletic combat scenario, the experience of any experience of being involved in a physical combat scenario in front of a crowd, one-on-one, helps. And Logan has massive amounts more than
100%
KSI.
More experience in competition.
Mm. Personally, I think KSI is going to take it. I don't know why.
I think KSI is winning. 100%. And I think He's going to win. I want him to win.
I don't want Paul to win. Yeah. I'm just predicting a win because I feel like first of all, Deji is not even training. Apparently, he got kicked out of the side
Logan,
of the house.
Logan Paul.
And he got dropped by the trainer as well, apparently. These are rumours. I don't actually know the
Deji will pull out the fight.
Tenner on it?
Nah.
I'll put a tenner on it.
Too much money.
I've got KSI. You got
Logan. Yeah, Logan.
There you go.
You know what? Logan Paul looks like... I'm not betting with you. Logan Paul looks like a man who has never been punched in his face, right? I think as soon as he gets one lick in his jaw, he's going to be like, wow, that's never happened to me before.
That's when you see the first moment.
Like, I don't think he's ever had somebody punch him in his mug before.
Well, he must be sparring now.
Of course, but it's different. Sparring, really think that they're going to let Logan Paul be punched properly before a fight? Hands down, they will not.
No.
Well, it'll be wise for them to get tested.
Of course, it'll be wise for them to, but they're not going to. Mm. It's Logan Paul, bro. They're not professional boxers. Neither is KSI.
Yeah,
it's going to be a good one though. I won't be watching because I'll be.
I hope Deji and KSI wins. I hope
Deji's
not
winning.
But I can't see it. I can't see it.
Nah, but you can watch that. I think on YouTube Premium, right? Or YouTube, pay as you go. Whatever this new nonsense subscription service they've come out with.
It's going to be good, man. It's going to be a good event. It's good for YouTube.
It'll be a good event, and it shows so much growth as to where you can go with this as a video platform.
But where do you go now? These are the two biggest.
I think where you go next is a full card.
PewDiePie,
multiple fights.
There are a fair few big fights. Is Bazinga still fighting or Compton?
Also, take into account that there's they haven't done anything with MMA yet.
No, they haven't. But
you know what's scary though? As a boxing fan, I know you're a boxing fan as well. Mm-hmm. Like, this is quite scary, the hype they're getting around fights. Like world championship fights
don't get
the same hype. Nowhere near it. Like the last fight I remember being bigged up this much was probably maybe McGregor. Yeah. Really? This is the kind of same level. I'm not saying they're gonna
Joshua
fight for sure, but that's in England kind of type of thing, isn't it? But like it's grown so big, this YouTube thing is crazy. Yeah.
It's crazy. You can also say the same about some of the YouTube football stuff, though.
Yeah.
But I don't think they've impacted their sport.
That's what I'm trying to say. It hasn't got there yet.
But I think that says more about the size of football as a sport as opposed to boxing.
True. Especially nowadays.
Well done to the guys, though. Well done. They've done well, though.
Yeah. So? On to my story. Today we're talking about some technological stuff. Right, and the advancements in technology. So, I'm not sure exactly when it's going to be, but they've announced that they're releasing 5G fairly soon, which is going to replace 4G, right?
5G.
5G.
How about they get 3G, right? Because I'm still on that bastard.
What does it offer you, though?
So the implications of this are more automobiles, right, which are going to be autonomous, which means, you know, they're self-driving, whatever. Now,
Transformers.
My question to you lot is, how comfortable would you be getting in one of them, number one? You would never get in a self-driving car.
Not for the first 10 years of them being around.
What?
That's mental.
Or five.
Because basically what they're saying about this is, essentially, it's going to be 10 times stronger than 4G. But the problem with it is, they're going to have to set up really small masts everywhere where it's going to be, because it's not going to run on the same radio waves.
So that's not going to happen, though, is it? For how long?
Not for a while. For like another year or so, at least. Yeah. But what they're saying is that it's not going to be able to reach through buildings and even rain, they're saying, if they don't...
You still want to get in that car?
If they don't set up...
This is your 5G, bro.
If they don't set up the masts.
And 5G will give the connection for the car to be able to drive.
So, but there's driverless cars now.
But what I think is that they're going to... Yeah. But what I think they're going to be doing is setting it up in areas where, let's say, like a built-up area in the city, that's going to be the only areas where you can be in those specific cars. Because otherwise, there's not going to be the same range radio wave.
It's ridiculous, isn't it? Because you get to a certain point, you'd be like, oh, I've got to get out and get back in the driver's seat now.
Well, they were very close to having a driverless car. Was it Uber or
Tesla?
And
then people started dying.
And, well, one person died. I think one person was hit by the car and sadly died.
So you're jumping in it from day one?
Yeah, I'm in.
Yeah,
You know what it is, yeah? I like technology, I'm all behind that, and I think this is fantastic going forward for human mankind. But one thing that worries me, though... one thing that does worry me, though, this takes people out of their jobs. Like, there's so many taxi drivers, so many Uber drivers...
That's what it is, bro.
...won't
that's
be
life.
Able to work in
that's
10 life. Years' time. Like, what's going to happen?
Bro, that's life.
That's another thing.
That's
though,
life.
Yeah, but people...
Yeah, but we
people,
say that's life, but...
Factory like, workers got power when machines came in to replace them. A thousand years ago, writers got put out of work.
Yeah, I know just because saying that that's life doesn't make it, like, a worry. It doesn't eliminate the worry.
But it also makes jobs in other areas.
It also creates jobs in the roadside accident industry.
Brilliant.
But it also... You see what I mean? It also makes jobs, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It also makes jobs.
Personally, it
takes away more jobs than it does.
The reason I say I wouldn't be getting in it for, let's say, 5 years, if they said now, they're there, is I just, like you said, from the stuff you've seen of it happening, I just don't trust them yet. And see, I think, I'll be honest, because how do you feel? Would you be getting in it from day one? Because there's a clear divide here between two drivers and two not.
I definitely wouldn't. Getting it, like, not in the first year for sure. I would want to see what happens.
What if they did a test run for you with another person in the car, and you were like,
"Yeah, because it's one test,
and it's a test. So where's it going?
It's one test.
There'd be a lot of arguing. It'd be
so. Would you get in a car, right? How about this? For
I wouldn't have it as my car. I'd do a test.
A driverless car, but you flick a switch and you can operate it as a regular car.
Basically, exactly the same way as a hybrid works.
In a similar way to if you were to flip cruise control on. Like,
well, yeah, I see what you're saying. I get what you're saying.
You're not really driving, are you?
It's like an autopilot.
Do you know the only thing I'd say, though, is so I've used cruise control and stuff. And as much as it's great that you can kind of just sit back and let it do whatever, there's always this level in your head of, I trust myself more, Where you want to take it because you don't trust it.
Yeah.
It's reactions. It's like, if I'm letting the car drive and I can come in whenever I want, I'm going to be relaxed. if it's good at its thing. But something runs out in front of the car, which I know you've got sensors, whatever, but if I was driving it, I would react quicker to get out of the way of that than if I had to first switch the car out and then react.
But what if
they
proved that the car reacted quicker than you?
The car would definitely react quicker than you.
I trust, me personally, I trust human, my human judgment more than the judgment of the most advanced
machine. The thing is, I disagree with you on that point. Because, like, for example...
Because the code is written by one of us anyway.
I know, but you would trust, for example, a machine to embroider a top, like a logo, better than it would be able to be hand-stitched. And it would do it quicker.
Yes. Right?
So, in this scenario, let's say a deer runs out in front of the car. It probably can sense that the deer's in the woods before it's even come out onto the road.
But the only other thing I'd say is, how many times in the past, let's just say like 5 years, have you heard stories about how mass shipments of cars have all had to be recalled because there's something messed up on them?
Exactly, which is why I wouldn't be getting it in the first year.
What it actually comes down to is I don't trust humans.
Yeah, no, I hear
so
you.
The whole thing is made by
a human.
A human to begin with. And I don't trust them. I wouldn't put my life in the hands of any random. I don't know this guy.
So here, let's
But go. I know, See, that, I know that I can drive. The other thing is, I like driving. So
would you do a bungee jump?
Yeah, that's the thing. That's the thing for me. Like, the driving side of it, it's like, it's well boring just
sitting
there.
You can't drive.
No, but well boring just sitting there, like, just sitting there and just waiting for someone.
But you can't drive.
I can drive. I don't have a license. It's a different story.
That one. That
so what are you talking about then?
But you want to shift the gear. One, two, boom, clutch.
One, two, and then the clutch.
One, two, boom, clutch.
Only going in cuts for
you want what something like that, man. You what want something. Little handbrake turn, 360 and that.
Okay.
All that stuff.
Imagine, though, F1 being fully automated.
How boring would that be? How boring would that be?
That would be probably.
Yeah, it wouldn't work because there'd be no competitors.
Alonso will be keeping up with Hamilton.
Let's probably get more characters though.
Let's go into a deeper
boring
level.
Bastard.
Let's go into a deeper level, right? You don't trust human beings, right? And we make everything. Let's say there was AI that were making these things for us.
Nah.
Would you, right, so this is my question to you. Would you be more comfortable with an artificial intelligence creating this technology or a human being? Bearing in mind, we would have eradicated.
My human instinct has a fear of that.
Yeah.
So, right, which is why I've got to see this. That's
just programmed into you through movies.
It's coming to murk you up, man. I'm telling you. They're coming to kill every single human being.
Yeah, but that's just programmed into you through movies.
Yeah.
You've watched The Matrix.
Movies are real, dude.
I'm thinking iRobot.
Do you know what I mean?
I'm not even thinking that. I'm thinking Ex Machina. You seen that?
Yeah.
Right. It's scary.
Deadly film. It's a wicked film.
Scary.
That film, have you seen it?
Yeah.
It's a good film. It's a good film. It's a good film. What I'm saying is, I would potentially feel more comfortable knowing that a human being had made something than an AI. Just because of that fear. It's probably an irrational fear.
Okay, I'm going to throw something out there.
I just also think that we're very good at messing things up.
I'm going to throw something out there. Yeah.
Instead of wasting our energy, well, not wasting it, instead of putting our energy to come up with a driverless car, why don't we try to fix some diseases out there? Why don't we put some research into like diseases or like sort poverty we're wasting our time. That's not a big problem. Driverless cars is not the next thing humans need.
Can I just...
What we need is cure for cancer.
Yeah.
It would cure for AIDS.
I've got the answer.
Cure for him as
because
a person.
The person who is expert in how to build an electronic car isn't probably an expert in bacterial disease.
Oh, look at him coming up with a good point.
Yeah.
That's literally
so it. That's like you going to...
Everybody stop doing what you're doing and focus on cancer.
I'm going to a plumber. I'm going, whoa, stop fixing that tap. Cancer's still out there.
Yeah.
Crack on.
Literally.
It's not his job,
The silly one for me is space travel. Space travel's a dumb one for me. Yeah. I don't understand why people want to see what's on Mars when this...
Sort out our planet first.
Mate, it's a commercial space travel now. Nobody's still trying to get to Mars.
Big man, they just sent a bloody drone to Mars to test water.
Yeah, because that might be a cure.
Fix the water on planet Earth.
What happens if that's a cure to cancer?
What do you mean? Oh, yeah, let's go Mars and look at the water 2 meters below the surface and find the cure for cancer. Yeah,
Yeah, that's
you don't
really
know what you might find.
No,
out there.
Bruv.
They're exploring.
How are you going to cure cancer on Mars, bruv?
They're exploring.
I'm not agreeing with him.
Oh, do I know some Mars?
Yeah, cool. Fantastic.
You don't know.
I'll tell you what. Of course we don't know. I'll tell you what the difference is that when the first person in the UK, like whoever it was that went exploring to find a new region, found something, you would have said the exact same thing in the UK. Why are we going over there? We could be finding things here.
No,
I think it was
I'm not saying that. We're on the same planet. That's fine. I'm talking about going how many miles away?
But that's no different to us to when the first bloke got in his little ship and went over there.
It is different, bro, because you're spending billions and billions of dollars on it. That's the difference.
But are you telling me you don't want to see Ross Kemp on Mars?
Yes, that's what I'm telling you.
There's like a slow look at the camera and then walking away.
Big man.
Slowly.
I'm with you on this. Listen, we're spending billions of dollars on space travel. You realise that? Billions.
Yeah.
Look.
So why are we not putting that into something better?
Because, I'll tell you why, before you say anything, because the industry of cancer and AIDS makes billions.
I'll be honest.
True.
Now I'm going to get assassinated.
I understand you arguing these points, but the point you've just made is the answer. So, like, it's sorted. These things are...
Saying you have a problem with me having a problem with that.
With that's space travel.
Saying.
Yeah, I do.
Exactly. That's why you're
nothing
being an
wrong with space travel. There's nothing wrong with space
there's
travel.
There's nothing wrong with it. I kind of like have to agree with you. There's nothing wrong with exploring other...
If we went out there and
if we could spend billions of dollars on it, then it's a problem.
Like,
Plus, when would you class our world fixed?
It's not about fixing that. So, for example, right, according to scientists, I'm not going to go super deep in this because I'm not super knowledgeable on it.
Scientists.
Anytime somebody starts according to scientists, you know you're not going to go super deep on it.
Any scientist.
You lot have all heard about global warming, haven't you?
Yeah.
Right? So, here we go.
It gets really hot, innit?
So, I'm just going to get my Leonardo DiCaprio on right now, yeah?
Yeah.
According to people, yeah? The way, if we continue on the trajectory that we're on, yeah, we will continuously
just
be
explain
killing
what
our
trajectory
planet.
Means to me.
we'll begin to kill our planet.
We're already killing our planet.
He tried to have such a serious point that was according to people.
Right.
Just people.
So my point is, let's say that's the case, right? Surely billions of dollars would be better spent putting it into things that are going to stop that or at least hinder it. Right.
Yes, you are right.
Right.
But we all know the issues of the world we're working.
Because this guy's lost the plot.
Yeah, but he's ignorant, though, isn't he?
But you can do both.
You can't do both.
You can do both. You can explore and.
This is what the problem with British Empire was. You explored too far. You killed too many people.
Wow, what is happening here? Anyway, what are we?
5G done.
Let's get off of that anyway. Move on to the final one. We're going to talk now about who we would like to play us in a film about our life.
Yeah.
It's us and if others and the people around you.
Yeah, family members as well, people we know. Like, Milad's obviously going to choose Weng Weng. Google him if you don't know who it is.
Weng Weng.
Are you gonna like talk about, like, give her like a little tiny story about it and then put people
what
in
a plot?
It?
Yeah. A plot.
What is the plot of your life?
An autobiographical story of your life. Right. So someone that's played...
No, he means that what is the story, though?
Yeah, what is the story?
Like, you can have an arc, isn't it?
Yeah, autobiographical.
So for you, it would be like you studying at Southampton Uni.
No, it'd be like autobiographical. So they are playing you throughout your whole life.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah? Not actually having to cast youth actors.
Yeah, this is Jaden Smith.
So what I meant is, what's the plot, the story? What is the story of
your life?
No.
Yeah, but your life is...
How is he not getting this? What happened in your life? What's the story of this film?
So my story of my life, okay.
God.
Right, so me writing out the plot. So growing up in Exeter, going to Southampton, coming to London.
You're going to need child access for that.
There's going to be bits and bobs in there. Obviously, university in Southampton, high school and college in Exeter, and then...
Girlfriend and stuff like that.
Yeah, in London. So two options to play me I would like to see potentially cast. Now, I hear a lot about Damian Lewis.
Damian Lewis.
I was going to say the kid who plays Chesney in Coronation
Street. Yeah, he's good.
He's good.
Damian Lewis, I would not mind. I think he's an absolutely
that's a good shout
quality
for you.
Actor.
That is a good shout.
The one
Lewis.
Thing I will
from,
say...
Homeland.
The one thing I will say is not Billions. The biggest fan of his energy.
He's not energetic enough.
He's quite cool, isn't it? But I would say I'm not cool.
Have you watched Billions?
No.
Interesting. He's got a different kind of Daniel.
Who's your other option?
My other option is Steve-O from Jackass.
Okay, I can see that.
Why don't we just do the Damian Lewis's head projected onto Steve-O?
Yeah, I see that's not bad. Like Steve-O's energy I'm 100% behind. Like, yeah. I just let's ignore like the drug addiction and the drink addiction that he suffered from when he was younger, but like some of the stories about his life are mad.
Did he not have a micropenis?
No, I don't think he's got a micropenis. I mean, if he has, then he is even more suited to me, isn't he? But what I will say about Steve-O, right, is there's a few stories about Steve-O when he was like growing up and stuff before he found Jackass that are actually unreal. Like, you know, he used to be a professional clown, and when he only went to a college in America for like when he went to college in America, he only went for a couple of months. He got kicked out for dealing drugs, but when he was there. If you haven't already listened to Joe Rogan's podcast with him, go and listen to that as well, because it's really interesting. He used to have a party trick, right, where he could throw himself out of any window and survive.
That was a fucking
wicked party trick, mate. Like, on one of his, like, second month or whatever, he just jumped off, like, a third floor balcony and broke both his legs. and apparently come back a hero. Just a legend. What a party trick. Because, like, there's a certain way to fall, because he did, like, stunt training and all that kind of stuff. And there's, like, a certain way to fall, and he, like, landed and obviously injured himself significantly. But he's got an insane life story, mate. And also, his energy is just peak. I don't know if anybody follows his Instagram recently, but it's absolutely madness.
I love in that film that it's like a really serious plot, but at the end of every scene, he just jumps out of something else.
He just goes, whoa!
It's like another window, he just jumps out.
And he might have run from, what's it called? The one with Dwayne Johnson and...
the other guys.
The other guys.
Yeah, him and Samuel Jackson. That's a great film.
I just think Steve-O's funny. Obviously, he's had some really, like, shitty stuff happen to him during his life.
Yeah.
But... His energy is mad. Like any man who can have a portrait like that on his back tattoo, I just respect.
What about any other people? Any other key characters in there?
So, my father, Robert Tomlinson. Who would play him? I'm looking at...
Phil Mitchell.
Why Phil Mitchell?
Have you ever seen Joe's dad?
It's probably geezer.
Isn't he's got curly hair.
Is your dad not a geezer?
Curly hair.
I think it's like a geezer.
My mum, Helen Mirren.
That's a good shout.
I think my mum, Helen Mirren, suits quite well.
It's weird,
how old is Helen Mirren now?
I quite fancy Helen Mirren.
Oh. So.
Jesus Christ.
All right, Sarah.
My dad.
Joe's mum, very, very elegant.
My dad, I've got to think someone who is extremely pro Brexit.
Nick Farage.
Honestly.
Nick Farage.
Nick Farage.
Nigel, mate.
Nick Farage.
Nigel. No, Nick. I don't know.
You're thinking of Nick Griffin, who was the leader of the BNP.
See, I would have said before he sadly committed suicide, who was the...
Heath Ledger?
No. He was in Mousetrap. Mine's blanking there.
Mousetrap?
And
John Goodman?
No.
What's his name, man? I don't know the name of the actor.
This really famous actor.
Committed suicide? When?
Who am I thinking of, Gigi? Mousetrap? Really famous actor.
Wasn't listening again.
Committed suicide.
Gigi loves the podcast.
Legend. Everybody loves him.
I can't remember the
Everybody
guy,
loves him.
Who are you talking about?
But I'll tell you who would be good. Just quickly, Steve-O, Lee Evans for him.
Lee Evans is not a bad shout.
Evans
at all,
me.
I see. Terrible
really?
Actor,
I'm
though,
not
films.
Super energetic.
Terrible actor in
I'm not.
I'm
not. No.
That's what I thought you meant, but I was like, he would have said Sandy Lyle.
No. Nathan Lane?
Are you talking about it?
Oh my God, maybe he didn't commit suicide, but he definitely died, like, a couple years ago.
I'm not sure.
Robin Williams.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Is he in Mousetrap?
I think so.
Flubber. So many other films you could have said.
Mousetrap.
He's not in
Mousetrap.
No, he's not in Mousetrap. Lee Evans is in Mousetrap.
Mousetrap.
So yeah, I would potentially have Robin
There's
Williams.
Literally though. Like 30 films you could have said.
It's got 43% rating. Mousetrap.
He is in it though.
No, he's not. Flubber. Like Flubber. Mrs. Doubtfire.
The genie
in Aladdin.
Robbie Williams potentially for my dad, but fair enough. I'll go Steve. Lee Evans potentially,
Chloe?
Chloe Hinks.
Go on, careful here.
You've got a scene with this young lady, so.
Yeah, let's just think who potentially Chloe Hinks could be played by. You got to think though, because attractive, but quite like. Yeah, I'll go.
Emma Stone.
quite fiery behind the scenes.
Emma Stone.
No.
Also very funny.
Margot Robbie.
Let's just go Margot.
Go on then, Dave, you then.
Steve-O, Margot, Robin Williams and Helen Mirren.
What a cast. That is.
That's a wicked cast.
That's a good cast.
Someone massive, yeah,
Butterbean.
Definitely.
Action
Bronson.
Butterbean! Butterbean! That'd be quality!
My dad is Liam Neeson.
Yeah.
Like,
100%. Actually, a lot of people say it actually looks like it. And my dad loves it. Tries to pretend he doesn't, but absolutely loves it. Except for the fact he thinks his name's Liam Nelson. So he gets that wrong all the time.
Liam Neeson, yeah.
My mum...
Just a quick one on Liam Neeson. Did we see him in Taken 3?
I haven't seen Taken 3.
Yeah. What on earth has happened to Liam Neeson? He looks 80. There's a scene where Liam Neeson jumps over a fence. They had to put 33 cuts in.
Yeah, yeah.
It's mad, bro.
He climbed up a car.
I've seen that. There's four cuts of him getting up the car.
Yeah, it's honestly ridiculous.
And he jumps the fence. There's like five cuts over the fence.
And then I watched him in a film recently called The Commuter.
It's not the one on the plane, is it?
No, it's the one on the train where he basically tries to...
He's got a theme, isn't he, Neeson?
Neeson.
Commuter.
Yeah, anyway, he basically tries to stop, or he gets told to kill someone for a bit of money. It's a very good film, actually. It's
Commuter.
Yeah, it's not like a blockbuster, but it's a decent Neeson flick.
Okay, how about your mum then?
My mum, I don't know for my mum. I think, do you know what? If this actress was a bit younger, maybe... I don't know, 5 or so years younger and wasn't grey, so still had brunette hair, I'd probably go Julie Waters.
Oh, yes, I know exactly who you mean.
Because the weird thing is as well, is Julie Waters to me, since I was a kid, has always reminded me of one of my mum's sisters. Mm. So she must have a look that looks like my mum's family anyway. So I think Julie Waters would be a good shout for my mum.
Yeah. I've got you. I know you are.
Well, come to me at the end.
Who are you?
Oh, Tom Hardy, mate. No, it's not.
Tom Hardy did put on a lot of weight at times.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, Tom Hardy in his own. it's Weng Weng.
This is why the Balls Up Nation don't like him.
And if Weng Weng ain't available, we'll just get whoever played Knick Knack in James Bond. My brother, I think Damian Lewis is actually a shout for my brother.
That's not a bad shout. Not a bad shout.
Damian Lewis is a good shout.
Yeah, so that. And then just a string of young actresses. You know, beautiful looking women.
Yeah, just endless.
Yeah, I don't know. For me, what have you got?
Jack Black, 100%.
What? Jack Black?
100%. Have you seen him?
Let's wait till we get to you.
Have you seen
Jack Black?
Have you seen him?
You know my opinions on Jack Black.
Let's not talk about your opinions on Jack Black in this recent film he does,
yeah? The house with the clocks in the walls, right? He's grown a beard and all that. 100%. Jack Black.
I was going to... Danny Dyer. I was just trying to think of a guy who was just fairly bearded and hairy.
I know what your line would be.
Actually, you know what? I'll take Action Bronson.
I know what your line would be.
But he's ginger, don't he?
Go on, what would your line be?
Your line in the movie would be, apples and pears!
I think you'll find that you never, ever once said that.
Bollocks, you work in a food market.
Yeah.
You always got apples, and here's some pears. Apples and pears.
Oh my God. Come on then, Mills. Who's playing you?
I thought about this.
Yeah.
I think the only person, apart from Weng Weng...
Mills, your one's definitely straight to DVD,
Joe Pesci.
Isn't it?
Joe Pesci.
It's not a bad shout, though.
That's a good shout.
It's not a bad shout.
That's a good shout.
He's got that comedian side. He's got that killer side. You know about the killer side.
Yeah, cool.
And he's quite funny.
I reckon Pacino could be a good shout for your dad.
That's not a bad...
Pacino for my dad, I was going to say Robert De Niro, actually.
No, I reckon Pacino.
Pacino's a good shout for his dad, yeah.
My dad... Like, my mum I'm struggling with.
Yeah?
Yeah, my mum I'm struggling with. Who's like a proper strong woman. And like, basically like...
Gal Gadot.
She's Israeli. That'd be great.
It's Al Pacino.
Yeah, definitely can't do that. She's Israeli.
Basically.
Al Pacino. Yas can have Gal Gadot.
That is gold.
That's a shout.
Who's the woman that plays Nanny McPhee?
Emma Thompson.
Emma Thompson.
Emma Thompson's your mum. Yeah. Emma Thompson playing... I like the idea if it just starts and it never explained at all, but Al Pacino is married to Gal Gadot.
Yeah.
And they've got their son.
No, Joe Pesci.
No, because if it was going to be his mum, Al Pacino is married to Gal Gadot.
Gal Gadot's Yaz.
Yeah, but if it was his mum, and Gal Gadot's son is Joe Pesci.
What was your plot line be then? What's your story?
My plot line would genuinely be my trip from Iran to England.
Go on then, you're going to set it or what?
It was crazy, man. It was crazy.
Mine would be market stalls to balls up.
Yeah, it's a long story. But a lot of journey, a lot of like crazy stuff happened in the way.
Yeah.
Went to France, were in prison actually.
Serious?
As a kid.
You were in prison?
Well, there was like an airport. They kept us in an airport.
Not a prison,
like,
an airport.
It's not, but it's like a... You couldn't leave it.
It was like a,
so
almost
you're
like
they locked the you're doors. You're in prison.
They locked the doors, and you spent your time with other people who were like refugees and stuff like that. And they were all like packed in one room, that's no bed or
so
nothing.
So we had a connecting flight.
Brilliant.
Yeah. What do you mean? That doesn't sound like a connecting. We're there for a week and a half.
Where was the airport?
A week and a half.
Where was the airport?
So basically, Tom France, Hanks in the terminal.
Yeah, so you were coming from Iran to England.
No, we went to Cyprus and then from Cyprus to France.
How did you get to Cyprus?
What do you mean?
How did you get from Iran from to Iran, Cyprus? And then how am I meant to know he's on a plane?
Cyprus to France.
What do you think goes on in Iran?
I don't know. There's boats and all sorts, isn't there?
Oh yeah, there is boats.
Trains.
There's no boat connecting Iran to Cyprus.
It's one big road. Yeah, and then they get on a boat.
There's no water connecting Cyprus and Iran. It's only connecting Russia and
Saudi Arabia. Well, technically, so what?
Hold on a sec. So they put you in a room and they locked the door.
Mate, it was mad. It was like a place where they kept immigrants and foreigners who just like illegally, I guess, trying to get into the country.
Right.
But we somehow got thrown in there. Right. Me, my family, and we're just there, man. It was mad.
Joe like, Pesci would have got his way out, man.
Like, every day, it was like waking up, like next to some random people.
Yeah, that sounds mad. Such
like
a shout,
eating man. Food they gave us. They like it was horrible prison food. You know what I mean? Like it was nasty, bro. But yeah, we came to England, man, and then we went to Rotherham. Big up Rotherham. Tehran to Rotherham. That'll be my story.
That's a wicked name.
Tehran to Rotherham via Cyprus and Paris.
Yeah, that's a good story.
Seth. Well, obviously. For me, my mum is going to be Judi Dench.
She's very small. Yeah. Your mum's quite a tall lady.
Yeah, but it's just that fieriness. Don't care what you're saying.
Judi Dench is bad.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's my mum, innit?
Yeah. She's got the short hair as well, innit?
She's got the short hair, exactly. Yeah. So I'm saying Judi Dench. Bit old, though. My mum's not that old.
Killer, innit? As M as well.
That's my thing with Julie Waters. Yeah, I was thinking... 10 years off her.
I was thinking, what's that woman who's in Mamma Mia?
Her name? Julie Waters.
No.
Meryl
Streep. That was another one.
That's a good shout.
Meryl Streep for the Margie.
Strong woman.
I hate Mamma Mia. Oh God, what an awful film.
Yeah, why?
Apparently
the second one.
Yeah, he's obsessed with
that
shit.
Mamma Mia.
Oh,
gal. Can't say I've watched it, to be fair. And then for the dad, I was gonna say Al Heyman, but then I realised we've got to choose.
Who the hell's Al Heyman? Is the promoter, boxing promoter. He's quality.
He's never been seen.
It's quality.
Do you know who? What about for you, for Clive? I've only seen one photo of Clive.
He's so high.
But I'm.
Big on Clive Medley out there.
But I'm thinking.
You know Clive Medley, or you're related. Get into the conversation.
Who's the geezer in? I don't think he's part of the Avengers. But he kind of wears black leather jackets.
Samuel L. Jackson.
No. Not Samuel L. Jackson.
Nick Fury.
Oh, what's his name?
He's not in the Avengers and wears leather jackets.
Yeah, not him. It's not him. He's like a bit thinner. He's very thin. Because that's what I thought when I saw Clive. I thought he's quite slight.
That's the problem. He's now,
what are you talking about?
I can't think of his
name. Is he in the Avengers films?
It's going to annoy me.
Is he in the Marvel Universe?
I don't know whether he's in the Avengers films or not. He might be in the... Nah, it's not Chris Rock. I don't think he's in the MCU. He's in the other one, I think.
DC?
Yeah. But I just can't remember his name.
I genuinely think he's made this up. A slim black fella?
Yeah.
What, Cyborg? What's his name?
No.
Cyborg's
right, carry
slim,
on. Tell me who you're going to be. I'm going to find out.
Will Smith is who's playing me.
Of course.
What?
Will Smith, 100%. Smooth, suave,
too
tall.
Too old, mate.
Good looking.
Why is he playing you?
Because of what I just said, isn't it? Good one. So either him or potentially, Chadwick Boseman. You get me?
I think it should be Rick Ross that plays you.
Yeah, that's a good
Chadwick Boseman's too dark.
Yeah, well, yeah. True. Denzel.
Very cool.
Denzel.
What, in the older years?
Nah.
Like Training
Denzel,
Day.
Denzel Training Day.
Training Day Denzel.
This is who I was thinking
Training
of.
Day Denzel. I think that's who...
King Kong.
Wesley Snipes is who I was thinking of for your dad.
Blade, you're thinking Blade. Of.
How is he in the DC Blade. Universe? Is that in all the Marvel?
Wesley Snipes.
Wesley Snipes is
Clive Medley.
I'm done.
And his son is Training Day Denzel Washington.
Yeah, that's quality. That's a madness.
Snipes and Judi Dench.
Yeah. I think you've got more of like a Luke Cage vibe. I don't know who played that guy.
No.
That's dead. He's bald.
That guy's built.
And he's proper like
he's
big proper
guy.
Dark.
No, he's
dark.
Denzel's not bad.
Denzel from Training Day.
Wesley Snipes is definitely.
And then for the misses, it's got to be Eva, Jada Pinkett Smith, because she's, bro, I can't explain to you how gutty this girl is.
Is that?
She's on the next thing. So
what does that mean? I didn't understand a word that just came out of your mouth.
Is that just because you're Will Smith in this as well?
No, we've established I'm Denzel from Training Day.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
But what did you just say a minute ago?
So,
so what? Scuddy. What does that mean?
Scuddy.
What did he say?
Gully.
I said gully. Let's say she's fiery. Oh, right. Okay. So I'd say Jada Pinkett Smith.
Is she fiery, Jada Pinkett Smith?
Yeah. She's fiery.
I'm thinking more of a...
she's fiery.
Go on,
I'm thinking more of a Michelle Obama.
What? She's not really an actor, though, is she?
Get out, man.
Does it have to... Oh, yeah, it has to be an actress, doesn't it?
Literally, he just named me the only black person he knows, you know? Michelle Obama is
She's quite tall as well, and Keane is, like, tiny.
Michelle Obama.
So, if you're watching, man, you can punch him.
Yeah.
Like, that's literally a wicked comparison. What are you talking
Joe's
about?
Joe's literally just got a hat. Like, you've gone from actors and actresses.
Do you know what I'll do you know what make you laugh?
Go on.
Look at the Google.
He googled black superheroes to find Wesley Snipes.
I couldn't remember his name, I swear.
I'll tell you who's going to play me, actually. I've got it. Michael J. White. That's going to be my... That's
are you seriously think big of yourself?
100% no. Michael J. White.
My God.
100%.
Michael J. White.
Mate, just stick with Training Day. That is mad.
Yeah, Spawn. You've seen Spawn?
Who's the geezer who played...
Spawn is the same universe as Blade.
Who's Creed?
Oh, Michael B. Jordan. We got it. Ooh, that's it.
Michael B. Jordan.
Think about the timeline. Right? So we've got Wesley, Wesley Snipes, and Meryl Streep have a kid.
Wait, Sam could play Michael B. Jordan.
No, he's too dark.
What do you mean he's massive, though?
It's going to be up there. Sam's a lot more ripped than you.
100%.
You're like that.
Sam's a lot more. Sam could 100%.
You want to talk about me? Hold on, stop.
Obaseki is Michael
Jack
B. Jordan.
Black, mate.
Michael B. Jordan, Obaseki. 100%.
That's not a bad shout,
But can we just take into consideration, this guy's talking about weight.
Yeah, to be fair though, when I get in the
elevator... Butterbean's talking about
when
weight.
When I get in the elevator
Jack
with YouTube,
Black.
Jack Black's talking about
Jack
weight.
Jack Black, and you're wondering why I'm kicking off.
Lads, no, seriously though, when I get in the elevator with you two, I get scared.
Yeah, you do,
I feel like maximum weight is
I get scared you're going to fall through the floor.
So we could just...
Idiot. So yeah, that's...
Gal Gadot.
Gal Gadot,
wait, who's Gal Gadot? Is she fit?
Gal Gadot's Wonder Woman.
Oh, yes.
Super Israeli as well.
Yeah, man.
I don't know how Gal Gadot's going to feel about some love scenes with Joe Pesci, though.
Yeah, that's a bit mad.
Joe
Pesci's too kind for you, bro. You're more of a Danny DeVito. Do you know what I'm saying?
Danny DeVito. Banging his
It's Weng Weng.
All of a sudden in Philadelphia. I love
it's
that.
It's not
film.
Even a question. It's Weng Weng.
I reckon Mills is more of a Macaulay Culkin than Home Alone.
Why would you discount? It's got to be Weng Weng. He's an actor.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, you are Weng Weng, dude.
You are being Weng Weng.
If you don't know who Weng Weng is, please do Google.
Yeah,
he's an actor from the Philippines.
Definitely the Philippines.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
He's Google it now. It's very
sure. So that'll be my cast anyway. That would be my dad as. Who did I say my dad?
What your story be?
Your dad.
What your story be?
Yeah. What's your story?
So our story is.
It's already in my search.
Born in North London. Born and raised in North London. There's no journeys for me. I've just been in North London my whole life, really.
Filipino.
You must have been old there a few times.
Well, yeah, but I haven't gone from, Exeter to Southampton to London. I haven't spent extended periods of time outside of London.
We'll have to make some stuff up about you.
Brilliant.
We'll have to make some stuff up about Savile.
So, yeah. North London, born and bred. And then found my way to Mortimer Street. Eventually.
Mortimer Street and then balls up, innit?
Yeah.
There'll be this like slow moment in a Hammersmith office.
Yeah.
Where Sav walks in and sees someone and their lives will be changed forever.
Literally. Yeah.
And it'll be Jack Black.
Yeah, and it's Jack Black. Yeah. No, I'll take Action Bronson, right?
And then
Joe Pesci comes.
When he had the beard though, not when he shaved.
Steve-O hanging off the ceiling.
Steve-O.
Is it in the back? You just hear. he just jumps out of the window.
Yeah.
Mills is also in shot technically, but
you just can't see him. But
he's just taking over the shot.
Mills just. What we actually want you guys to let us know is what height do you think Milad is? In the comments below.
What would be your suggestions for who would play us for?
Yeah.
And
we don't need to talk about Jackson because he's the guy who played Teabag in Prison Break.
Jackson is that. And who else is the most corporate man we can think of at the moment?
corporate man.
Jackson is being played by who's like Bezos. So he's not even an actor, is he?
Ivan Gazidis.
Surely anyone in suit.
Ivan Gazidis. Yeah,
anyone
suit.
In suit. Yeah.
Anyone
in
suit.
In suit. Not even pluralised. Not even pluralised the name of the show.
Suit.
Anyone in suit. Anyway, let us know who you think would play us in a film about our lives for all four of us in the comments below. If you're listening on iTunes, you can DM us on Instagram, something like that. All of the handles are in the description of this podcast. So, yeah, please do. Is that the end of the show, by the way? Yeah,
is mate. That it? I don't know, mate. Is that
yeah,
it?
Yeah, mate. I think we've covered everything.
Yeah, pretty much covered everything. Yeah. And we've also got other stuff to do, so that will be the end of this podcast. So please do rate us 5 stars on the podcast app. Leave a comment if you're watching on YouTube and hit that like button. Come over to YouTube if you are listening on podcast and subscribe. Thanks so much for watching and listening. Goodbye.
Good see you.
Peace.
Yeah. Bye. Love you.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.